Humanity Gallery interview. This is the fourth in the series at Gasworks, and tonight we're going to be speaking to Anna Lara. This is Claire, who some of you may know, and I'm out there. We're going to be talking about the exhibition Do You Remember Oliver Morris, which is a three-year artist and community-led project which has been researching Oliver Morris, who is an important figure in South London's history. She died when she was 27, but she's very active in the 70s. And the research project has been oral history interviews, and we've just created an archive, and there's a Remembering Olive Collective, which I'm a member of, and some of the audience are. And the sort of ending of that project is going to be this exhibition at Gasworks, and also a publication. And so tonight, the Empty Gallery interviews, for you that haven't been here before, we basically try and create an anticipatory dialogue with the artist within the exhibition space to try and make public a sort of relationship that happens between the exhibitor and the exhibition space before the exhibition has actually been installed.
Every Empty Gallery interview kind of started off with the same question, which is how you started to conceive of your relationship with the Gasworks gallery space in relation to your upcoming exhibition. So maybe talk about the project in the light of the exhibition space.
The project has an element that's really around like community history, and it's a community project, and that's very important. This kind of, like, I would say, sits at the core. So there is an audience that what they want to do is be able to kind of like share or see what came out of that community history project, which would be like something that maybe a heritage would put up to the exhibition of Olive Morris, who she was, what she did. But then there is the other element, which is that this collection, this archive, came out of a creative process, and it is kind of like, yeah, an artwork in my mind anyway. So trying to bring the two things together and give a sense of who Olive Morris was and what resource, you know, what information is now publicly available about her, but at the same time give a sense of how that story was pieced together and made public.
Do you explain how you found out about Olive?
I came across a picture that's going to be outside in Edinburgh. So the exhibition is a bit of a timeline for going. And I knew Olive Morris House is a building, council building, that has her name. And I saw a picture of her, and you know, she looked very radical to me. And I thought, oh, a council building with her name on it. I thought, well, how did that happen? And I tried to find out more about her, and there was no public information. So that became a bit of a, you know, a quest for me to know who this woman was. And when I realized that she was someone that was, for me, it was quite significant. She was a grassroots activist, so she wasn't like important like political leaders as we understand are. She was a grassroots activist, but for me, that's quite important. So I tried to find out about her, and nothing publicly available. So it started as a thing of like wanting to know, but also realizing that it was important that other people had access to that story. So it is quite a big challenge. It's going to have elements that are, you know, we're going to have a selection of documents from the collection. They're going to be interviews played in the space, but also things that relate to the process and some quite, you know, like some pragmatic moments of the project and some poetic moments in the project too.
So there are conversations that have happened through the research process or through meeting with ROC, with the Remembering Olive Collective, that have inspired you to replicate that conversation in some way or to start it anew in the gallery space? Or?
Yeah, the collective is quite new in the project. The project's been over 3 years long, and ROC had only existed for the last year.
Okay.
And even when it started, it was very different from what it is now, because it really started as a group of volunteers, you know, that were people that were interested in helping out in the project and doing, bringing their skills and learning something to it. And over the year, its first year of existence, it really developed more into like a collective. We started to have its own ideas of what they want to do, or what we want to do, I remember. So, in terms of how that fit into the exhibition, I think it is really not an exhibition that's focusing on the work of ROC, who then took over very much part of the archive and making the interviews, part of that, you know, the really community-oriented part of the project.
Yeah.
But it's an element, and because it's the most recent element and it's the most live element. It's the thing that is happening now. What I did is I invited Rock to curate a program of events in the gallery. So the exhibition really maps more the first 2.5 years of the project. And Rock, which is the last mm-hmm. year of the project, is embodied through a live program mm-hmm. of events that are kind of looking at the issues that came out of the project. So it's quite forward-looking, in a sense. So it's kind of that bridge between a documentation,
mm-hmm. yeah,
things that have been completed, and they form the bridge to the future of what do you do mm-hmm. when you have these histories archived and publicly available.
Yeah.
You know, how do you use that for the future?
Yeah. And the other side of that then that's not the events but that's the rest of the 2.5 years that is there an element of making in your work that happens yeah. in a kind of private studio that maybe gets replicated in the exhibition space, or is there I'm interested in kind of how the studio space might translate into the exhibition space.
The gallery is much more tidy.
It's much more tidy.
Yeah, how much work have you actually done in the studio in relation to what you're sort of doing here and the sort of discussions and things you've been having here?
Well, the studio, in a sense, the way that I think about a studio or a gallery is very much as a resource or, mm-hmm. or a place where things can happen. So I'm very interested in that thing of like what is the, you know, in a practice that is community based mm-hmm. and is built upon relationship with people mm-hmm. and working with lots of different people, what is the role of the studio? I mean, the role of the studio mm-hmm. for an object maker is a place where you make things and you store things. If your work is about relating to people and talking to people and making people things with people in the public space, the studio is a storage space, a place for meetings, a place where people come and work together. It's a place where I also kind of like mind map like crazy, trying to make sense of the process. There is piles of stuff all over the place. Sometimes things go up on the wall, they come down again. So in the gallery, it's very much mm-hmm. the same, you know. And it's very important for me that the exhibition is something that's quite alive.
Will you be in the space
people,
in the same way?
I think I'll
way.
Be here quite a bit, but not as much, I can't.
Will that be to make the work feel like it's evolving in a certain way? Will the objects in the space be quite stationary, the ephemera that's being presented from the archive? Is that...
Well, that's
I just
case.
Wondered what was in
my can't touch that.
Yeah.
No, but we're going to have a resource library that is kind of like... It has the research that I did, you know, research materials from Rock, a selection of films. We have a kind of video projector so people can do that, to have the interviews to play. But I think because there is a lot of work that still needs to be done, you know, we're still working with this material. I think both me and Rock members are going to be here because we need to work with the material. We're still mm-hmm. using it. So that's going to be a way of activating the space. Mm-hmm. And then just see what happens. But it has a lot of stationary elements.
Yeah. Is that element of narration about the work and maybe telling people a bit more about its history quite important for you as a kind of taking over the space and what you get out of the exhibition or what the exhibition becomes?
If the exhibition is successful, I hope people would come and they would get a sense of who Olive Morris was and what she did, but also a sense of what the project, of the process of making the history public has entailed. It's interesting because usually you have an exhibition and the education department is really busy trying to make education out of it. I think what I found interesting is that the education department always was made redundant by the exhibition because everything is
It's all about, all encompassing.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of, and it's interesting for me because traditionally I would be called by education department
yeah.
to do a project with them. So I'm in a very strange position of being in the main space or in the gallery. And, you know, I don't want to overemphasize the importance of the exhibition because one thing about the work and the way that I work and other artists that work like me is that if you want to see the work, mm-hmm. you need to be involved, you need to be part of it. So the members of Rock, the people that have come and done something in the project, they know the work. They understand it. If you come to see the exhibition, you're just seeing one thing. You're seeing, like, you know, mm-hmm. it's a point of entry. but I really would like to emphasize that, mm-hmm. you know, the exhibition is not the world.
Yeah.
The exhibition is a presentation,
exactly.
It's a public moment in the middle of lots of other public moments, and that the way to, if you want to see the work, is to live the work and to be involved in making the work, and that's quite important.
I just wonder, I don't know if you don't want to dwell on the gallery, but I'm quite interested in the gallery as a kind of a political agent or as an aesthetic agent for conversation, I guess, which seems to be the conversation seems to be a large part of the way in which you work. I didn't know if there was something of that you were taking on in deciding to do the exhibition in any case, because you could have decided to take that bit out. Mm. And I wondered if there was anything of the gallery's political agency that there's a experience, like the politics of experiencing work.
To be honest with you, it's the only reason why I kind of went along with the idea of the exhibition had to do with the fact that I know Gasworks quite well.
Yeah.
And I like the curator, that mm-hmm. she came along with me mm-hmm. and endured 2 years of me constantly coming, and I found this really great person, this, but I've been doing this in the project. And she was fine,
yeah.
which is quite rare, because I think my experience with curators were before that they are interested, but then they start freaking out when a new person turns up every 5 minutes and the whole thing changes all the time. So she was very accommodating,
yeah.
she was happy with that and she supported mm. it and she became involved mm-hmm. too in the process. So
that's also a process of changing how the gallery behaves, isn't it? Using it as a hub.
No, I don't think, you know, the gallery is a gallery and they do it quite well and it's fine, you know, I'm not here to kind of subvert mm. the gallery, the exhibition. Mm-hmm. I think it's a space,
yeah.
so we can use it, and I'm comfortable here. I know all the artists here, they're friends, people mm. that I know for many years.
Yeah.
It's in my local area.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's a place where I'm comfortable. Mm. And yeah. I know them for a long time and they know me too. So they know what they get. So I don't feel that I need
yeah.
to pussyfoot around, I have to be polite, it's something I'm not happy I can say it, and we still be
that's
kind of friends.
Then another question I was going to ask is whether it could exist somewhere else, and you've
yeah.
already answered that in the sense that you already did trial versions,
yeah.
and
if
yeah,
it,
no, were they well, different?
No, those were the other things, those were more like individual exhibitions, but yeah, I mean, I was kind of, I thought it would be good to have a moment of sharing, where you try to bring things together, and the publication, we're making a publication, and the publication is another. You know, the blog is another of those moments. So there is no place in which you make public, you attempt to make public the whole process and the whole project.
I'm quite interested in this as an empty gallery interview and how it's so different from how the rest of the empty gallery interviews have gone. From the point of view of, say for example, the first one we did with Susan Barnett at 5 years, where it was a photographic exhibition. And she was talking about the exhibition, and there was a point at which she felt maybe that she'd verbalised too much about the exhibition before it had been put up. The difference between this one maybe and the previous one is that there's no kind of inside or outside the artwork, you're always with it.
Yeah.
And you're the same person now as you will be when you're talking to people in the exhibition space, whereas maybe previously when we've talked to artists, they're kind of,
they
have a level of not wanting to say certain things because maybe that will spoil the experience.
I'm not bothered about just giving some context of how I came across these pictures, because I think that's important that people know that in order for them to kind of like, not just read the photographs, but also why the photographs ended up in this space. So a little bit of storytelling, in a way I think of the exhibition a bit like the blog. There is a lot of stuff there. There is the grand and the small, the
Pinot
Banal, and the, you know, there is a lot of stuff. And people come into it, and they find their way around it.
Mm.
You know, they cannot like, navigate the mess of material information. They make sense, there are some things that don't interest them, they go find something else, they leave a comment, they send an email, they tell someone else, they republish the blog. There's a very nice quote by Farouk Dondi, who was another member of the Panthers with Olive, and he wrote a biography of C.L.R. James, and in his introduction he said something, I'm paraphrasing, he says, what is the point of investigating the life of another man if it doesn't illuminate something about your own life? That's the kind of like the lowest common denominator for the exhibition is that people might come and something within the exhibition, whether it's from all of history or from the process of making the history public, would illuminate an aspect of their lives.